Sam, let me ask you this before we go to the break, and I want to be real careful here so that I'm not misunderstood. Let me preface my comments by saying this. There's not a single church I've ever been in, but what it was made better by the presence of godly women. There's not a gathering I've ever participated in, but what it would have been made better had there not been more godly women present. So this is not in any way to be interpreted as a put down of the godly women who played a role not only in biblical times and certainly play a role in God's church today. But Sam, I'm just wondering, is the church now geared perhaps more toward the feelings of the feminine rather than the strengths of the masculine? If you understand what I'm saying, there's a great book written several years ago called Why Men Hate Church, and it kind of touched on this topic. Do you think there is a removal of the masculine even from the emphasis in the Church of Jesus Christ?
Dave, that's a great question, and we've probably talked a long time. I think I'm to an extent, I would say yes, but I'm not so sure that it is a move that's intentionally being made to make men act more like women, as much as I believe that we have moved in a broader sense away from anything defined, be it a role that is defined or a responsibility that is defined. We don't talk in terms of duty anymore, obligation, responsibility. Those words are basically not in the current culture. When you define a standard, when you define anything that relates to that, you define an expectation for performance in the way a father or a man ought to act and live and think and speak in a woman. At that point, we are defining certain roles. Well, where does that come from? The feminist movement has discarded any kind of saying everybody's equal. There is no difference between men and women. Be a transgender, do whatever you want to be. It's not, and that is a, Dave, that I think is a part of the larger aspect of what we have. And so when you stand up and say, wait a minute, there is a way, men, you must provide for your children. That's a definitive statement. God said it. Well, that's hard. That's mean. How many times we hear any preaching even along that line, Dave? I think it comes again back to we've thrown truth out. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. And as a result, Dave, you're free to do whatever you want to do. But society never functions successfully that way. And God never blesses a family, a person, or a nation that walks away and says, we're going to do our own thing, be whatever you want to be. We're in dangerous territory, I think, because of that.
Gentlemen, let me tell you why I'm so burdened about this and concerned about it. You guys have been on tours of the United States Capitol. You've been down in the room just under the Capitol Dome where they have some of the statues. Each state is allowed to submit to the statues of two individuals that were significantly impactful to their state. And one of the statues is of a preacher by the name of Peter Muhlenberg, who during the American Revolution walked into his pulpit wearing his black clerical robe. Underneath, he had his colonial colonel's uniform on. And he had his finger tucked into his Bible at the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and he read those powerful verses, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. He dropped down to verse 8 where it says there's a time for war, time for peace, unbuttons his clerical robe, underneath is his colonel's uniform, walks down the center aisle of his church, and 300 men followed him into what we now call the Revolutionary War. And God used a preacher and men to be part of the founding of this country and our Declaration of Independence. Guys, I'm concerned. If we face that today based on the wussified pulpits that we see and the sissified men that we see so often in America, would they step up at this particular time?